Russia's ambassador to Turkey was shot dead in Ankara on Monday by a police officer who shouted, "Don't forget Aleppo, don't forget Syria," in an attack that will unsettle the sensitive diplomacy over the regional crisis emanating from the civil war in Syria. The shooting comes at a moment of high-stakes negotiations between Turkey and Russia, with implications for the future of the Syrian conflict, which has left as many as 500,000 people dead. Russia condemned the killing as an act of terrorism. Ambassador Andrei Karlov was shot at an art gallery in the Turkish capital on Monday. In video footage, the ambassador stands at a podium as gunfire rings out. He flinches and then drops to the floor. Standing behind him, a man holding a gun and wearing a dark suit and tie raises one finger skyward and shouts, "Allahu Akbar," an Arabic expression meaning "God is great." The gunman continues speaking, "Don't forget Aleppo, don't forget Syria," he shouts in Turkish. "As long as our cities are unsafe, you will not be safe," he also says. "Everyone who has a role in this cruelty will pay for it." Turkey's Interior Minister Süleyman Soylu identified the attacker was a 22-year-old police officer named Mevlüt Mert Altintas. Russian and Turkish leaders stressed that the assassination would not result in renewed hostility between the two countries. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan called the killing an unquestionable provocation to damage Turkish-Russian bilateral relations. He said that he and Russian President Vladimir Putin are on the same page on this issue. There is no controversy. Putin echoed his Turkish counterpart, saying in televised remarks, "This murder is clearly a provocation aimed at undermining the improvement and normalization of Russian-Turkish relations, as well as undermining the peace process in Syria." Russia's support for the regime of Syrian President Bashar Assad has angered sections of the public in Turkey, where the government supports Syrian rebel groups fighting Assad. Over the last several days, angry demonstrations took place outside Russia's diplomatic missions in Turkey, denouncing the heavy Russian bombardment of the rebel-held section of the city of Aleppo. The assassination took place on the eve of a diplomatic summit in Moscow, including the foreign ministers of Russia and Iran, a meeting of key regional powers that back opposing sides in the Syrian war. Russian and Turkish officials confirmed that the meeting will proceed as planned. Last week, Turkey and Russia negotiated an agreement to evacuate the remaining civilians and rebel fighters from a besieged enclave in the city of Aleppo, marking a victory for the Assad government and a turning point in more than 5.5 years of crisis. The Turkish and Russian governments recently set aside tensions following a period of deep discord. Turkey shot down a Russian warplane that crossed into its airspace along the Syrian border in November 2015, triggering months of hostility in which Russia imposed sanctions on Turkey. Putin and Erdogan reached a rapprochement in June, and Turkey hosted the Russian leader at an energy summit in Istanbul in September. Russian Foreign Ministry spokesman Maria Zakharova called the assassination a terrorist attack. According to Russia's TASS news agency, she said Russia was in contact with Turkish officials who had pledged an all-around investigation into the shooting. "The attackers will be punished," she said. This article posted by Jared Malzin.